If you are offended by comments or jokes that are sexual in nature, or anything else that isn't G-rated, then this will be offensive to you. This is intended only for mature audiences and is not based on anyone or anything real. All comments, names, and information used in the following is done strictly in the spirit of parody and humor. If you are, as mentioned earlier, offended by anything above a G rating, stop listening now. You have been warned.
Hello, this is Bob.
And I'm Ted for today. I usually am, but, you know, it depends, right? So.
I hear what you're saying. That is kind of the way things go, right? Some days you're not really who you think you are.
Right. It's been a while, dude. We haven't bantered back and forth because of life, right? And COVID and also the assholes out there in politics land, right?
It is absolutely true. It has been an intense few weeks, and it really has affected our lives, I think.
Well, it's like
beyond just this.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, they kept on using the term "the emperor has no clothes," and oh dear God, that's a horrible term when it comes to Trump, right? But again, I'm sure he's sitting there going, "I can't see it. I can't see it. It's not down there. I have no clothes on. I can't see it." You know, but I just get that vision of that's what he's saying. Oh my God, it's gone. Oh God, it must have fallen off.
It's such a scary sight.
I'm sorry for, I can't help myself sometimes, but that, you know, it's a horrible vision. But at the same time, the guys, you know, I just want to call him Dickless anyway, but you know.
Yeah, he deserves it and more.
Okay, I do it every time. I digress. Sorry.
So here we go. How to handle Trump is the topic of our discussion today.
Handle, yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So maybe one of the leading edges for this will be, what to say when Trump says something, right?
Right.
For example, if Trump says, "Wow, I want to take hydrochloroquine," what should people in the media say?
Yeah,
go to your corner, bad baby Trump.
Yeah, exactly. Even better than that, it's like, you know, why don't you go back to school and get a degree in medicine if you really want to know what this stuff does to you, right? You know, or better yet, why not just listen to some experts instead of thinking you know fucking everything? And you know, the guy. No, I'm not going to go there. Just go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, you're going to go down the rabbit hole of Trump, and it's like it's a scary dark place down there.
and you're right about one thing: you don't have to do it, because when the man is completely off his rocker, I know where you're going to go. You're going to say, the media should just say, okay, he said this. Let's not even respond. Let's just dismiss it. The guy's an idiot. And when he says something really stupid that makes no sense, the media should say, yeah, he said this, but we're not going to talk about it because the guy's an idiot, right? And if they all did that, right, he wouldn't get the attention. Just like,
yeah, I don't understand how come they're not bolder in his face, frankly.
Well,
when guy was standing on the airplane, right?
Right.
And he says, "I don't know her. You know, you're going to have to talk to my lawyer, Michael Cohen."
Yeah, I don't know Stormy Daniels.
Yeah, I never, you know, I don't remember.
Even though
her.
I've got pictures, there's all these pictures of me in the media with her, right? It's like, dude, you're standing next to this woman in all these pictures. You've got your arm around her and everything. You don't know this person? Can we say line? It's like, okay, that one's false. Okay, let's move on to, you know, something else. So
yeah,
I get it, right?
It was only Howard Stern, right? But I don't, you know, and he did pull Trump into exposing who he is, right? But right. Well, like when Trump's on his show and he says to Howard, it's okay to call my daughter a piece of ass, right?
Yeah.
It's like, what's wrong with Howard that he didn't stand up and say, dude, that's a sick thing to say. Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah. Yeah. Right? I mean, well, I think when Mary Trump came out with her book here recently, right? And oh my God, you knew some of the things that she said, you know, that they talked about on the news and everything, you know, that it was in her excerpts and all that. You kind of go, oh my God, this guy really is a insecure little tiny man. He's not brave. He's a coward. He's very insecure, and you know he was basically a daddy's. You know he was his daddy's bitch.
You know? Well, he's a spoiled, rotten kid.
Yeah, but his daddy, like you know, had him. You know, under his dad was all corrupt and everything. So he, you know, and Trump saw that was the way, and he never was able to get out of that mold. So he's like he's a spoiled little child that got everything handed to him. And lived in a silver spoon and believed that, you know, his life was more important than anybody else's. You know, when you're a child, right, everybody knows this. When you're a child, you think the world revolves around you. Your world is very small. You know, all kids think this way, right? They think, you know, everything and, you know, and they fall, they scream, like, come help me, take care of me.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I'm
child,
not happy, you take it. But at some point, you grow out of that.
Yeah.
You realize that you're not very... You know, the world is quite big, you know, and
exactly.
you're a small piece of it, right? And he never figured that out.
Well, most of us do.
Yeah.
Right. Some of us don't.
Well, I mean, let's be brutally honest about the last election. The last election was about Russia coming in and influencing the election on social media and rallying up that base for one purpose, right? So that Putin could... get somebody in there that he could manipulate, that he's got black, you know, and I believe this for certain. As soon as this guy's out of office, they're going to have more crap that they're going to find out that this guy was basically, he was Putin's bitch, right? And he's going to get, you know, let's face it, he's, you know, the legal side is going to, they're going to rip the guy apart. I mean, I think it's,
I don't really envy. I don't envy the people that are tasked with these chores, because if you think about it, you know, that would rip the country even further apart than it already is. And that's what I tend to believe that that's Putin's objective, is to get us to be a divided nation.
Oh yeah, yeah. He wants to see another civil war here in the United States.
He's succeeding.
And he's succeeding, you know. And he's, you know, he's able to push the buttons, and you know, I really think that the world is split up into, you know, the United States split up into two parts, right? The stupid, and the not so stupid.
Yeah, nice descriptors.
Yeah, and so, you know, and the only thing, you know, and this is a terrible thing to say, but I'm going to say it, right? The stupid ones are the ones not wearing the mask. The stupid ones are the ones that are following Trump, right? And I'm sorry, they're either going to die because of the COVID thing, or they're going to, you know, kill off their people around them, right? And so if that's the way they want to act, you know, and I'm not saying there aren't stupids on both sides, right? There are, but oh my God, they're doing the one thing. They're doing the Democrats a favor, right? They really are. It's like we don't need no stupid mask. We're fine. Oops, I got COVID. Oh, I'm going to die. You know,
it's Herman
like, oh
Cain.
My God. Oh God.
Herman Cain.
Oh my God. Herman Cain. You know, and by the way, you could go on and on about, you know, semi-famous people that have died from this, right? And some is because of accidents, but some is from, like him, that was just raw stupidity, right? Or that kid that went to the COVID party, right, in his 20s, ends up in the hospital right just before he dies. He goes, I think I made a mistake.
And yeah, then dies. You know, yeah. Right?
Right. All dies alone, right? I mean, because he didn't, you know, he thought it was a joke. And it cost him his life, you know? If that isn't stupid, or if Herman Cain sitting around in the Tulsa thing, you know, hugging people, grabbing people and everything, no mask, if that isn't stupidity, I don't know what is. Okay? Sorry for the rant.
Yeah, you know, I have to wonder, in listening to what you're saying, you know, it's like, does Trump truly have charisma?
No.
You know, charisma of the nature, not like charisma like Elvis Presley had for blue-haired ladies at the end, you know, but charisma of a nature where, you know, he influences certain people, right? He actually, they get blind to every flaw that's with them, but they basically hum right along with whatever the tale is that he's telling.
No, I'll make this simple, okay? This is what Trump is. Trump attracts people that don't have solutions to problems, but can point out everything that's wrong, okay? It's very easy to say, this is what's wrong with you. This is what's wrong with America. This is what's wrong. Anyone can stand up and say that. You don't have to have a goddamn degree to do that. You can say, well, this is wrong, that's wrong. The people that are smart are the ones say, okay, that's wrong, but this is how we can go about fixing it, right? Trump has not one time come out and said, well, this is how we're going to fix it. What he does, he goes, you know, well, it's all going to be good. We're going to fix it. He never gives a solution. All he just, you know, he's basically a cheerleader without any solutions. So anyone can stand up and point out all the problems. It's the ones that can actually do something about it, you know, that make it worthwhile. And Trump is incapable of doing anything about it. He can't even do it in his own life, let alone, you know, the United States.
Well, it's an excellent point. You know, the people that follow him, right? They're
the same way.
I'm going to give you one exception. Yeah. I think, though, you know, I think the one exception was they did come up with a solution, and it was lock her up.
Well, that's not a solution. That's a negativity. That's just what's wrong is, and so all they did is come up with something wrong. Hillary Clinton it's that simple. She's corrupt, therefore we should lock her up, right? That's not really a solution. That's like, okay, if someone's corrupt, you should lock them up. Man, that's common sense. That's, you know, if they're really doing illegal activities. The problem is they couldn't find anything.
If you ask those people who say that, what's wrong with Hillary? They usually can't tell you.
They can't. The one thing I've heard.
They
point to Fox things, but then you say, well, where's the data? And they go, well, Fox says, well, no, that's not data. Give me real data.
The one thing I heard was, well, you know, she didn't leave Bill when he cheated on her.
Oh, dear God. Well, right? How many millions of women and men on both sides, when that has happened, haven't left their spouses, right?
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, it's like...
You know, isn't it Christian to forgive?
Well, exactly.
Some people take it maybe to an extreme, but, you know, hey, that's their business. That's their private life.
That's right. Exactly. It's their private life. And it wasn't like he was sleeping with a 16-year-old girl provided by his best friend, Jeffrey Epstein, at least not that we know of yet.
That's what we know. We don't know. But way Trump is, who knows? Right. But no, that man's got more skeletons in his closet. And unfortunately for him, I think it's all going to come to roost at the end of this election. I think they're just going to go after him. And the crap that's going to come out is going to be, it's going to make life for Biden wonderful, because Biden's going to have to deal with all these problems. And then all the media attention will be on all the lawsuits against Trump. And so they're going to ask Biden. Biden's going to go, well, let the judicial system take care of that. Meanwhile, we got millions of people dying here.
Well, yeah,
and no one's going to care because People are going to go, oh, but what about Trump? Well, no, people are dying of her. Who cares about them, right?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be salacious and titillating.
That's
you know?
Right. What's going on with Trump? Right? Yeah. Is he in jail? Yeah, it's going to be hysterical, right? So Biden's in a win-win. I mean, if he gets in, it's like, look out. He gets a free pass for like 4 years. because they're going to be spending so much time dealing with all the things that Trump fucked up, right? The Republicans will do their best to say, oh, you know, Biden's bad. But they're going to be sitting there dealing with all the legal stuff in the media. They're not going to get a word in edgewise. It's like they're going to be screwed.
They are. And thankfully so, frankly.
And, yeah. No, I mean, it's, and Biden's going to get the benefit of the vaccine will probably be there. It'll be, you know, if it's somewhat effective, then the country will get back on track and he'll get credit for it, of course. And everybody, well, Trump did that. Well, Trump's actually over here in jail or he's about to go to jail. And that's what everybody's paying attention to. They could give a shit about what Biden's doing because that's what's going to happen, right? You know,
yeah.
they're just, it's the media is going to focus on the stupid stuff, right?
It's amazing. You know, a lot of people, you know, that are Trump supporters feel that it was Bill Clinton who got Jeffrey Epstein killed. But
No, it's worse than that. God, Bob, if you think about it, the Trump supporters, they're blaming Obama for the guy. They're trying to blame Obama for the pandemic. They're trying to blame Obama and other people for all these problems that Trump caused. And to me, it's like, could you be any more stupid? You know, it's like, okay, we got to get that stupid meter out, you know, point it toward him, buzz it at him. Oh, I'm sorry. You're stupid. You know, we got to export you out of this country. We got to take you out of here. Sorry. You're railing against the stupid meter. Let's get rid of this bastard. You
know? Yeah. They still believe that hydroxychloroquine is a bona fide preemptive. If you take it, you won't get coronavirus.
Goddamn, the other day, Trump started talking about bleach again. I was like, dear God, this man is fucking stupid, right? Go ahead, put bleach up your ass. Yeah, that's going to work. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Put it up there and blow hard.
Oh, dear God, you know. It's like a picture of that guy, you know, from the backwoods, right? He puts a funnel up his ass and he's pouring bleach into it, right? It's, you know, he's a, it's like, you know, that's a visual I can see Trump doing, right? I'm going to put bleach in my ass. Let's see if this works. Maybe it'll work. I don't know.
I hope he drinks it.
No,
and then injects a little laser light or flame torch in there.
I'm going to predict something right now. Well, remember in one of my earlier, our earlier podcast, I predicted we'd be up to about 240,000 deaths, right?
Oh, yeah.
At the time, there was like 50 or 60. We're up to 150, over 150,000 already, right?
Yeah, it's like over 156 now.
I'm going to predict something else. I think there's a 50-50 chance that that this asshole's going to get COVID.
I really think he, you know, the only reason I think he won't is because he's got all of these people around him that are not letting him get near anybody who hasn't been tested.
No, I don't think that's the reason at all. I think secretly the man's a pussy and he's scared to death.
He's a germaphobe, I've heard. Yeah.
Well, he's a coward. And I think he's scared to death. He when the TV's on, he acts like he's really brave. Behind the cameras, this guy's a wuss, right?
I mean,
you could take a 120-pound, you know, a man and walk up and put his fist up to him, and Trump would back down in a second because he's a coward, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty certain you're right about that. Hey, do you know who Roy Cohn is?
Roy Cohn, okay.
Roy Cohn, yeah. Well, you might have heard this, and when
I've
say
heard the name, but I can't. Yeah. You can't place him. Help me out.
So, Trump was lamenting the loss of Roy Cohn, that he didn't have one, and who was going to be his Roy Cohn, and that turned out to be Barr, right? Attorney General Barr.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Look how corrupted he is, yeah.
So this is I read this news report the other day. In September of 2019, the FBI released its files on Roy Cohn. And it amazes me that the media really didn't cover it like, front page news.
Right, right.
Especially since Trump, was lamenting the loss of Roy Cohn, right? So right. If you look about it, here, the majority of the file included details of an investigation into Roy, baby, for perjury, conspiracy, and obstruction of justice in connection with a grand jury probe of an alleged $50,000 bribe that Roy paid to the then chief assistant U.S. attorney in Manhattan to keep several stock swindlers from being indicted in 1959.
Oh, that's a lot of money in 1959. That's a lot of money. Wow.
Yeah.
And this is like McCarthyism, isn't it? I mean, it came back to that, the corruption of, yeah.
Well, that's who he was famous for as well.
Oh,
Roy
right.
Cohn was infamous for his work with Senator Joseph McCarthy,
yeah,
right?
Who finally, I mean, I don't know if you listen to MSNBC once in a while. I do, just not that often. But they were talking about McCarthy and how similar the path, and the way Trump is with McCarthy. And of course, McCarthyism came up real fast and went away real fast. And people... back then, I was told, even my parents would tell me, how big he was at one point, and then how little he was a short time later. And he died apparently a very lonely, distraught man, because all the attention went away, right? Everybody dismissed him, and it was like, we're no longer, he's no longer valid. And that came from his attorney, who talked about... McCarthy's attorney years later would talk about him in the epitaph and said, yeah, he died a very distraught, lonely man because he lost all his attention. And I'm wondering if this is going to happen with Trump. Just, people are going to say, yeah, you're not interesting anymore. You're out of the spotlight, and who cares, right?
Well, Cohn was tied into Murdoch, the media mogul guy.
Yeah.
He was tied into the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of New York.
Oh, wow.
Jeez. He was tied into Mafia chieftains, Carmine Galante and Fat Tony Salerno.
Oh, my God. Those were big-time people back in the 60s and 50s of that whole group, right, in New York.
Yeah, he was friends with Ronald Reagan's wife.
Oh, Jesus.
Nancy, who did the whole spirit people seance thing, right?
Yeah, well, she was, yeah. There was a bunch of Hollywood people that were into that at the time, by the way. She wasn't the only one.
Right. Yeah, well, and, Roy Cohn actually died from AIDS. Apparently he was gay.
I heard that. And the man would do all sorts of things against the homosexual community. That's right. That's where I heard it from. I'll be damned. This is fascinating. Now I remember. Okay. No good.
Can you believe it? And it's like, and this
I know,
guy.
Talk about hypocrisy. Huh?
How do you handle this guy? How do you handle somebody who publicly says he misses his crooked lawyer and wants another one?
Yeah.
In
By the way,
public.
we have to have a session. I know I'm kibitzing for the future people who would listen to this. We got to have a session on Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, and ghost, and a bunch of other things, because I've got a lot to say.
Okay, good.
But that, anyway, sorry, I digress again. Go ahead.
So apparently, the only way you handle Trump is by just letting him, taking the page out of John Lewis and Martin Luther King's playbook, and you just let Trump run around and be as nasty and violent as he can possibly be, and eventually people can see, them for who they are, right?
Right,
they can see them for the cruel and, you know, unjust people that were, you know, using dogs and baseball bats and, you know, beating up on these peaceful protesters, right? Shades of today.
Well, that's what I was talking about, McCarthyism. And, you know, if you read the history books on Joseph McCarthy, I mean, he came and went, you know, he was a whirlwind at the time. Everybody, you know, he was the one who went after all the Hollywood people. For you know, everyone was a communist, right? He used that negative behavior as like, you know, if you're not on my side, you're against me, right? And I can point out everything that's wrong with you, but he never had any solutions, right? And eventually people got tired of it, and there was no evidence and data. It was just all lies. And he went away, and people really forgot. So he's only got some minor things in history books. It's very minor now if you pull out any college history book.
Well, that's not karma, right? You ask me. That's just his karma coming back to him.
Well, the same thing. I mean, do we talk about some of the worst presidents? I mean, Nixon we do a little more, but that was only really about Watergate. Everything else that he tried to do that was good, right, is been swept under the rug. But go back in time to, well, who's the guy in the 1920s, the president that was so bad? Besides
Woodrow
Hoover.
Wilson?
Yeah, well, say it again. Woodrow Wilson, right? We don't talk about these guys very much. Why? Because they were idiots and they didn't do much, right?
They did terrible shit.
And they did lousy shit, right?
Yeah. Right?
So that's what's going to happen with Trump, you know, in about 4 or 5 years. You know, let's say he doesn't get elected, because I don't think he will, but I'm hoping he doesn't. In about 2 or 3, 4 years, the world's just going to get tired of listening to his, and he's going to, you know, either die off or something's going to, and he's going to go into obscurity. And I think he's going to go into a huge depression, realizing that all that attention's gone. I see him going away like McCarthy did. I really do. That's my opinion. So.
Oh, yeah, you know, almost. Speaking of McCarthy, right, looking back to him, I could see that. You know, it's just the suspicious nature of me that, you know, I'm a firm believer in that a lot of crooked people tend to accuse others of the things that they're doing themselves.
Right, which is what McCarthy did. Right.
You're right. I haven't looked to see if there's any
reporting. Do as I say, don't do as I
do. yeah. You know, it's like, right. It's like, and maybe that's how this whole thing ties in together, right? You got Roy and you got McCarthy, who was probably really tied into the KGB somehow, you know, and trying to, right? It's like, yeah. It's just all so
yeah.
Like, well, smoky,
it,
right?
Right,
like
it all smoky. Happened after Stalin, right? After Stalin passed away in 53, right? It, you know, all these things started coming out, right? And I think some people, yeah, I think it was a perfect storm. First of all, I really think the reason why Putin won Trump in so badly was because he has something on him and always has. And he says, this is a guy I control, and I can... And look at what he's done. He's the only president that's ever put in policies that are Russian favorable. No one else has ever done that.
That's just him. Not just him. He's also got the support of the Freedom Party caucus.
Yeah. It's crazy. Right.
Yeah. It's like they, and they keep throwing dispersion out there about, you know, the left wing conspiracy, right? They've got, right? It ties around George Soros, right?
Don't kid yourself. The left wing isn't that organized to have a conspiracy.
Well, that's
the funny thing about it, right? They're not that organized.
Yeah. Well, and they talk about how the left wing is, like, you know, so violent, right? And
yeah,
it's like,
right, yeah. that's why they have the right wing people coming out and joining in these left wing protests and causing violence to make them look like it, right? And they actually found a number of people that were when they actually got them cornered, they found out that no, they were all conservatives, and they came out there on purpose to cause violence.
And they were finding these people at, like, Portland and in Chicago, for example. They were finding the same people.
The same people, yeah. It was so funny. Exactly the same people. It's like, how did they get there, right? And they found out that they're funded by these, you know, far-right wing groups, right? You know, hate groups is essentially what they are. But,
well, you know, it does sort of come back around to the whole, you know, the South, the Deep South. Racism and Nazi Germany. And
yeah, I think Bob, to be fair, I think it's everywhere. I think it's here in California. I think it's, you know, I don't think, you know, we always talk about it because a lot of that originated there. But I think stupidity's everywhere. I really do. And the COVID-19 has shown us that, right? It's really shown us that it really doesn't matter what race you are, doesn't matter what economic background you are. Stupidity is everywhere.
Have you ever heard of Coulterville, Ted?
Coulterville? No, I have not.
Okay, so it's not like from a TV show. It's a real town. You know, in the foothills of, I'll call it Central California, not too far from Sonora. It's this little town, and if you blink when you drive through it, you miss it. But the other day, somebody was telling me, and I haven't verified this to be true, but they were telling me that that was actually a big KKK town once upon a time.
Yeah. Well, there's another one that every time you pass near the Oregon and the California border up north on 5, there's a road, and I'm trying to remember the name, where they have a compound of these white racists that live up there that still are there, right? It's a huge compound of those people, right? And they keep an eye on them. The FBI keeps an eye on them all the time. They've got munitions and everything up there, right?
Oh, yeah. That's what these... Right, I call them right-wing militias are, right? All these guys, right?
It's and they're everywhere, Bob. It's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like...
Everywhere.
They're everywhere. And now you could make the argument that the percentage of Americans are not that way, obviously. But there's... If you have one of those people, it's one too many.
One apple in the barrel that's bad spoils the whole barrel.
The whole thing, yeah. I mean, it's like one person that's got COVID, and pretty soon you got 50 of them, you know, in a couple of days.
Yeah, and it's exponential from there.
Exactly. Yeah, oh, yeah. God, have we abused this podcast enough? I don't know.
I don't know either. I think we've covered just about everything. We talked a little bit about Epstein.
We talked about the stupid woman who I didn't do anything, right? I just pimped out the women for my husband. God. It's like, really, really,
Maxwell.
Lady. You really have to, come on. Do you really have to do that? The man was a piece of shit, and then you just fed into his stupid issues, right?
You know, Ted, we probably should talk sometime at length about this, but it's always stunning to me how stupid some very wealthy people are, whether it's Pee Wee Herman.
Oh, God, yeah.
Whacking his noodle inside a public X-rated movie theater.
Oh, my
house.
God, I know. Yeah.
Whether it's Jeffrey Epstein, the guy who's got private jets and private islands and more money than...
Why did he have a thing for little girls? I mean, dear God, the man could have anybody he wanted. Why could, you know, just be a little more normal, please? That's all we ask. Just, you know, get them above 18, dude. I mean, come on, right? I mean, just be normal.
He could buy the most expensive... price call girl in the world.
I know, but it's like, why make your life so complicated?
Because they're sick, and it's karma for whatever reason, you know.
You said it's stupidity. I mean, it's just stupidity.
They're awful. They're sick. They're sick. And I don't know what those poor young women did to...
They didn't do anything wrong.
To deserve
to
be caught up in that, right?
Victims. It's bullshit. I mean, poor kids. I mean, look, let's face it. They're children.
They're taking advantage of. But some people will say that they knew what they were doing, right?
Oh, God, dear God. I'm sorry. You know, I can't go
some
there.
People would argue that.
I knew how I was very mature when I was young. I wasn't mature enough, even if I was 19 or 20, let alone these kids, right? I don't believe it for a second.
Yeah, and they thought they were being paid a lot of money, $1,000, right?
Yeah, to pleasure some sick bastard, right?
For the whole weekend.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
No, but I mean, it's wrong in so many levels. And then for a guy like Trump to praise the woman that helped, you know, pimp these poor girls out, what is wrong with that? I mean, what a sick son of a bitch Trump is. Right.
How about if that was code word, right? I wish her well. That was like code language for don't worry, I'm gonna take the fall and I'll pardon you.
Well, that's the other thing. I wonder if there's any way that they can go. See, here's the thing. I think that as soon as all these people that he pardoned, I think the legal justice system is going to go after him as soon as he's out of office for other things. And saying, well, you may have pardoned him for this one, but we're going to come back and get him for this. You dip, right? Because that, you know, he's playing these games, and it's completely... First of all, I think they need to change the laws.
Listen.
He shouldn't be allowed to do that. It should be illegal.
You know, I'm okay with it because a lot of times, you know, there's been some miscarriage of justice. But I got to say, talk about six people. Who runs around with a giant tattoo of Richard Nixon on their back? Who in their right mind even thinks to do that?
Yeah. That's just wrong in so many ways. Yeah. Okay, dude. Okay.
Think about that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even want to. I've thought too much today. I mean, Jesus.
You could not find a person that has a picture of Obama on their back.
Well, you might, but it would be okay. But Nixon? I mean, my God. Right? Dirty Dick? I mean, come on.
I mean, I could see the beautiful woman. You know, mom tattooed, you know. But Richard Nixon covering your whole back?
Yeah. Well, I wonder about what's going on with his Trump's kids and everything. Oh my God, I think it's going to get really bad here after he's out. I think they're going to. I think a lot of them are going to jail. I think they're going to find out, and Kushner too. I think, you know, I hope they get Barr. That's the one guy I want to go to jail. I think they're going to find out he did things illegally.
I can't help it. I know we're about to wrap this up, but I just can't help it. It sort of feels like to me, and this is a conspiracy theory, so, you know, take it with a grain of salt or with aspirin and go to bed.
You mean like Fox News. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's like, but it's strange, right, that you got William Barr, you've got these Freedom Caucus people, you've got to tie into Roy Cohn, and you've got to tie in through Donald Trump and Deutsche Bank, and you got all of these things happening.
Yeah,
it, you know, it almost feels like there's some huge, you know, Putin long range plan that's coming to a culmination, if you will.
Well, I don't think it's a culmination. I think it's coming to an end. That's what I think. And I think there's people inside that have known it for a long time. I think they're gonna stop it. You know.
Well, I hope you're right.
I love the way Biden's running his campaign. He just sits there and does nothing. It's like, hey, I'll let the other guy destroy himself. Who gives a shit, right?
You know, that's a smart move at this point, right?
Absolutely.
It's the Martin Luther King playbook, right? Just let them go off.
Yeah.
Let them show who they are.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, it's amazing. Okay, I'm going to hit end on this. I think we're done, right?
Yeah, I think we've about buried this one.
Exhausted this thing.
Yeah, okay, we're done.